The chair of the Joint Legislative Committee looking into the Flint water crisis says hearings have wrapped up. Midland Republican Senator Jim Stamos was appointed chairman when the committee was created late last February. At the time, he promised to take testimony on the mistakes that led to the Flint water disaster at all levels of government and to explore potential ways to keep something like this from happening again in our state. Senator Jim Stamos is with us now. And Senator, here's the question. Why have hearings wrapped up and neither Governor Snyder nor any of Flint's emergency managers ever called to testify?
Sure. And what we did today in committee was to adopt all of the testimony that was given to our U.S. Congress. And Governor Snyder was one of those, along with some of the emergency managers that have given sworn testimony to the governor. And so what we did was incorporate those into the official record of the committee to continue to make sure that, as you said in your introduction, the citizens of Flint have been waiting for a long time for solutions. We've now had 61 hours of testimony along with 61 individual testimonies in six different hearings. And so what we want to do is continue to make sure, as we started out saying, solutions are the priorities. So moving towards the solutions seems to be the next logical step to continue to help the citizens of Flint and start to prepare for the infrastructure across the state.
Well, Senator, didn't you or the members of the Joint Committee have any questions of your own that you would want to address on behalf of the people of Michigan?
We've had, again, 61 hours of testimony and had opportunities to have discussions with those that have testified on a variety of issues. So a lot of our members have had the opportunity, along with the information that we've received from multiple investigations. And so, as I believe Senator Anik had mentioned in one of the hearings, we didn't need to duplicate the process. We need to ensure that we find solutions.
Why not at least put the request out to the governor or any of the EMs so that at least if they don't testify, it's on them and not on the panel?
Sure. And it certainly seems as if the governor has given testimony before the U.S. Congress under sworn testimony. And I appreciate your question, but I think what we want to do is provide long-term solutions, and getting solutions started for the residents of Flint is where we wanted to set our priority.
Well, thinking of the residents of Flint and others in Michigan who were watching this happen, and again, I still think people are searching for what happened, why did this happen, and how can we keep it from happening, and that the governor and the emergency managers are such key players. I guess I'm wondering, why would anyone in Flint believe that this really was an effort to find out what happened without you addressing the governor and the EMs directly?
Well, Sydney, I appreciate your question. I think that we've addressed that. And again, this committee was put together to look for solutions, not to be an investigative. There's still multiple investigations going on. As they move forward, we as a committee have the opportunity, if we find additional information that we need, to look at that.
How would you respond to critics who say the optics appear that, you know, you're trying to protect the Republican governor?
Actually, I think that the committee did a very nice job on a bipartisan fashion at looking for the resident solution, not looking for the political solutions or the media solutions as they try to continue to look at the issues. And so what we've done is stayed focused on the issues before us, the Flint residents and the citizens of Michigan with infrastructure, and that is finding solutions.
Now what comes next, Senator?
We hope within the month to actually put forward hopefully a bipartisan recommendations to include legislation, but also recommendations both to the governor and to the locals of solutions to move our state and residents forward.
So are you satisfied with what has been done, and do you feel that the people of Michigan will be able to take something substantial away from the work that the committee's done?
Yes, I think that we've had an opportunity, but the committee's not done. We are looking to make those recommendations. We're looking to move forward legislation. But quite honestly, the long-term solutions for all of the residents in the state that have infrastructure is something that this legislature and future legislatures really need to start focusing on, and we hope with our recommendations we start to direct that focus there.
Midland Republican Senator Jim Stamos. Senator, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Over now to Flint Democratic Senator Jim Ananick, who was a member of the Joint Committee. Senator Ananick, we just heard Senator Stamos refer to you and that you said we didn't need to duplicate the process. We need to find solutions. So were you on board with not calling the governor or the EMs and relying on testimony given elsewhere?
You know, I didn't think that was the best way to go. I do have to say I appreciate all of my colleagues, both House and Senate, Republican, Democrat, for willingness to serve on this committee and to try to dig into these issues. And, you know, in some areas we did a pretty good job, but in other areas I think it's just important. I mean, oversight, by its very definition, means you have to dig deep into these departments and to make sure that you're holding the administration accountable. It doesn't mean that you're going in with some sort of preconceived notion that they did something wrong or did something right, but oversight, by its nature, helps make everyone more accountable, makes decisions better, and I think we missed the boat a little bit on that, but, you know, I'm hopeful that we can come up with some solutions for the short term and for the long term, for my community, of course, in Flint, but also for everyone else in the state.
As Senator Stamos said, you know, we're relying on the testimony that was given elsewhere. Weren't there questions you wanted to ask?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And we asked a number of questions in writing, and quite often, many times, we weren't given those responses back. And also, to me, you know, sort of abdicating our responsibility to the federal government, hoping the federal government does our job for us, seems a little bit short-sighted. And I mean, if anybody's watching the federal government, they're not doing a lot of good stuff right now. So, you know, I think it's a lot more important for us to hold our own departments accountable. You know, it's basically agreed upon that this was a state failing, whether through the emergency manager, Department of Environmental Quality, Department of Health and Human Services, Treasury, the governor's office. You know, there was a number of departments to point blame at, but it was the state government that failed. So I think it's our responsibility to make sure we hold accountable and then we make policy solutions that can help solve the problem going forward. And I think we missed an opportunity there, but I think we can make it work as long as we're serious about the solutions.
When you say we missed an opportunity, what's your take? Why do you think the governor or any of the former EMs didn't get called to testify before your panel, particularly considering the governor's own task force really put the ultimate responsibility on the governor and his team?
And also, I mean, the governor's own task force said, we covered a lot of areas, and they did a really good job, but they even said it's the legislature's job to kind of go from here. And I think we, for whatever reason, I don't know exactly. I don't know what the rationale was, but when it comes to making sure that it never happens again, either in Flint or anywhere else, obviously we missed an opportunity to make sure that we fully understood why things happened. Because if you don't know why, it's really hard to stop it from happening again.
I'm kind of curious if you and Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor, as the two Democrats on this six-member joint committee, did you talk to the four Republicans about the optics of not calling on the governor?
You know, I mean, I didn't use terms like that. I mean, that's something I think that people will look at and say, you know, this seems kind of unusual that you wouldn't call the governor, who's obviously said over and over again he would cooperate with any investigation. So he was clearly eager to come before our committee and be under oath and talk about things. And for whatever reason, they chose not to. You know, I outlined to them a pretty detailed list of who I thought should come, when they should come, what the topic should be, you know, kind of documents we could get. You know, in federal government, they have executive session, so folks that are under court proceedings, they can have their attorney come in and meet with our attorneys, and we could review the documents and not make them public. I mean, there's all sorts of things we could have done to really get to the bottom of this, and I'm still going to take them at their word that they plan on providing policy solutions for the future. To me, that means nothing's off the table. And it's been almost everyone to a person has said that the emergency manager law and the emergency managers failed Flint, and the same emergency manager had failed the Detroit schools. It's pretty clear that we have to do something about that at the very least. And if we don't, then I don't think we're very serious about the solutions.
I kind of feel that people listening are going to be going, okay, Senator Ananick, tell me, seriously, did you not look them in the eye and go, why aren't we calling them? I mean, discussion happen?
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I didn't use terms like optics. I just said, you mean, of course we should call the emergency managers. Of course we should call the governor. Of course, we had Mission Flint, whose job it is sort of the recovery of what's happening. And obviously, you know, you've talked to me and other folks. I mean, the recovery is very slow.
Sure.
And not much is happening. The very people that are part of that, none of them that were in state government and were involved came before us to testify. You know, it was like, I mean, it's as if we went to every single link we could have to make sure that the only people that testify were the people farthest away from the problem. And that just didn't make a lot of sense to me. So, by nature, I'm not I may be angrier inside than I am coming across on this interview. It's just, for me, I still have to have safe water and the solutions to my community, and I'm just going to stay laser focused on that. I mean, I think we missed an opportunity, and I think it's unfortunate, but I'm in the minority. I can only control so much. So, you know, I'm going to keep focusing on, you know, trying to make changes, if not repealing the EM law, you know, holding these departments accountable through oversight and oversight commissions and things of that nature, and then make sure the citizens of Flint get the resources they need. But, you know, I may seem calm, but I'm not pleased with the way it went.
Flint Democratic Senator Jim Ananick, a member of the Joint Legislative Committee, which wrapped up its probe of the Flint water crisis without hearing testimony from either the governor or Flint's former emergency managers. Senator, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.